Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. We're going to be speaking and talking about freedom today, freedom of our country. So just before we start here, I'd like to open with a word of prayer and say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to share this message about freedom this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Well, as we start here this morning, looking at a little bit of a history of our country, over 200 years ago, our founding fathers came by boat from afar to start this great nation we live in today, the United States of America. The Pilgrims, also known as Pilgrim Fathers, were the English settlers who traveled to America on the Mayflower and established the Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts. There was 102 people on board, and 35 of them were members of the English Separatist Church. They left to escape the Church of England, which they found to be corrupt. These 35 people were deeply committed to their Christian faith and not afraid to say so. In Hebrews 11:13, it says, Christians are therefore encouraged to see themselves as pilgrims and strangers on the earth, temporary residents whose true home is in heaven. That is why we should share to the unsaved world as much as we can about Jesus Christ before their time runs out. Someday soon, which only Father God knows, the rapture of the church will take place. Yeah, I'd like to open with, to start this message with kind of another short prayer before we get started. Today, my heart and soul are free to praise you. For this, I am very thankful. On this soon-to-be Independence Day, I'm remembered of all those who have sacrificed for my freedom, following the example of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let me not take my freedom, both spiritual and physical, for granted. In Jesus' name, I pray. Now, as we get started here, we're going to be looking at 10 Bible verses speaking of freedom found in the scriptures. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the sin of slavery. What does that slavery look like to you? Is it alcohol, drugs, gambling, hatred, impure thoughts, money, food, fornication, homosexuality, and the list goes on and on. Jesus sets us free so that we can remain free. In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul was addressing a church that was struggling with a heavy yoke of religion. Paul encourages the Galatian church to remember why they received Christ in the first place, to be free from the law of sin and death found in Romans 8, chapter 2. I myself am a sinner who has been set free, yet I fall short of the glory of God continually. I come before God too often to repent and ask for his forgiveness. I am not here to point fingers at anyone, but to guide you to the one who can set you free. Galatians 5:13, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge your flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Paul goes on to explain that freedom is not an excuse to sin. Instead, it is responsibility that should be used to serve others. We have found that when we follow what God says in his word, it is so much easier to do what he asks of us. What does he ask of us? To love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and to love others as yourselves. We know with God all things are possible. He gives us strength for each new day. Whatever that day may hold, the loss of a loved one, the loss of marriage, the loss of a job or home, a battle with your health, or someone that you love, whatever it is, God will not let it consume you. Thus you stand in freedom, knowing you are not alone in your trials. Trials you will have, he says, that in his word. But he also says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That means whatever holds you enslaved holds you no longer. Romans 6:22, but now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. The benefits you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Your earthly life is but a set number of years, but your eternal life goes on forever. Where you spend it matters. Free with God in heaven, a place he has prepared for you, or hell, or as the scripture teaches us, a lake of burning fire where the worms eat you from the inside out forever and ever and ever. Truly, God never meant this for us. It's why he sent his son Jesus to redeem us if we choose him. Freedom in Jesus is our choice. Romans 8:1-2 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Paul preaches a pure gospel here by dying on the cross. Jesus set us free from sin. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me and proclaimed good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners. The prophet Isaiah spoke a powerful message fulfilled by Jesus several hundred years later. Jesus came to proclaim freedom for the captives of his followers are called to do the same. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What more could we ask for? John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus himself said it. Ultimate freedom comes from knowing the truth about who we are, who God is, and what he has done for us. Psalms 118:5. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The psalmist testifies to being liberated out of distress. Some translations say hard-pressed by a loving, responsive God. Corinthians 9:19, for though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win more of them. Paul doesn't sugarcoat it. He used his freedom to answer a radical call to serve all, that he might win more for Jesus. Get out there and share with others. Psalms 119:45, I will walk in freedom, for I have sought your precepts. The psalmist describes a sense of freedom that can only come from seeking to understand and obey God's holy word. The bottom line is this: as we celebrate our freedom as a country, let's not forget the greatest freedom we can have is in Christ Jesus. This world, as we know it, can crash in a second, but freedom in Christ will stand firm. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I want to ask you, if you don't really live in his freedom, to give your life to him by confessing with your heart that you are a sinner, condemned and unclean, ask Jesus to come into your heart and live your life saved and free. Then study your Bible, follow as his disciple, free yet a servant with a heart of love. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for allowing me to share your holy word this morning to our members here in our coffee shop. Bless them all, Father, and let them have a great week ahead, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.